This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 2nd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Hot on the heels of news that Cirrus is now ground testing its single-engine very light jet, comes word that the Piper jet proof of concept was fired up and tested on June 19th. Piper officials tell ANN that thanks to the Williams FJ44-3A engine mounted high in the vertical tail, the unique look of the Piper jet POC now comes with a sound like no other Piper built before. The company says the first engine start and following operational tests were flawless, and then the Piper jet moved forward under its own power for the first time. Piper test pilots began their evaluations with low-speed taxi tests to verify nose-wheel controllability and authority. The next major milestone in the countdown to first flight is high-speed taxi testing, when test pilots will accelerate to speeds just below liftoff to check for basic runway handling characteristics and elevator control authority. After that, it's on to the excitement of the first flight. So, which one will fly first, Cirrus or Piper? I'd have to guess both companies hope it happens before AirVenture opens on the 28th. Just when it looked as if Boeing had picked target dates it could actually hit, the plane maker said Monday the fourth 787 test aircraft may be delayed by damage to one of its carbon composite fuselage barrel sections. The damage to the Section 44 mid-body barrel was discovered at Global Aeronautica, a joint venture between Boeing and Alenia North America, located in Charleston, South Carolina. Boeing spokeswoman Yvonne Leach told the Seattle Times the damage was caused, quote, by an Alenia employee not following proper work procedures. We resolved it, but we have to look at the schedule and what that means. When we get the section, we'll know better about the overall impact, unquote. The mistake apparently involved a worker who installed fasteners too big for their holes, splintering the surrounding carbon fiber. It's thought repairs and testing could add weeks to the completion of Dreamliner No. 4, which is needed for the certification program. Somebody in Charleston's in line for a really ugly performance review. The U.S. Department of Transportation is riding its FAA division pretty hard these days. The DOT's Inspector General has recently issued reports highly critical of the FAA's handling of airline maintenance enforcement and labor relations with its own employees. Now, USA Today cites Jim Berard, a spokesman for the House Transportation Committee in Congress, in reporting another investigation underway by the IG. This one reportedly involves allegations that the FAA's certification of the Eclipse 500 very light jet in 2006 came despite safety concerns raised by the engineers and test pilots who evaluated the plane. The allegations are not new. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association, which also represents FAA aircraft certification workers, filed a grievance in October of 2006, alleging several outstanding safety and regulatory issues with the 500. The grievance didn't mention specific issues with the plane and was denied by the FAA, which stands by its certification. Eclipse CEO Vern Rayburn says the 500 is in complete and total conformity with federal regulations. He dismisses the complaint as an internal FAA matter. The House Transportation Committee reportedly expects to hear back from the DOT's Inspector General in a few weeks. NATCA says it expects to take its grievance to arbitration. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The U.S. and the EU agree to streamline aviation safety systems. Mesa Air Group reports good and bad financial news 6 weeks late. And Northrop Grumman plunges ahead with the KC-45A. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear the conclusion of Jim Campbell's conversation with retiring AOPA President Phil Boyer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.